We have two more presentations before the end of this meeting. So our next presentation will be given by Mrs. Iris Unger from the Youth Employment Services. Elle va nous parler de l'emploi et des jeunes. Iris?
Thank you, everyone. And thank you, Jim. I think I saw him a few minutes ago for inviting me today. I guess when we first spoke, we were like, well, how does youth employment fit into the discussions that are taking place today? And after Jim and I spoke and Russ for a few minutes, it became really apparent all the possibilities out there. So I'm hoping as I go through a little bit about what we do and who we are, it might pique some ideas and interest of what kinds of partnerships can come out of this or what kind of support we can offer. For those of you who don't know YES or Youth Employment Services, for those of you who do know us, indulge me for a few minutes while I just talk about our organization a little bit. We're a non-for-profit organization located in downtown Montreal, actually just a few doors down. And we provide support for people looking for jobs, people wanting to start small businesses, and for artists who want to make a living out of their art, whether it's by getting a job in their field or whether it's to start some kind of business through their art. We've been around since 1995. We were founded by a group of very dedicated leaders in the community who saw the exodus of young Anglophones from the province and decided to do something about it. And I guess it was about four or five people who, some of them, I think one of them was from McGill. There was people from education, from the community, and from government. And they said, okay, what can we do? And obviously the first question or first answer that comes to mind is employment. And so Youth Employment Services was founded in 1995 as a response to that need. And it started with about 300 clients. Today, 16 years later, we're up to about 7,000 clients who come to our door every year. We offer support to help people start small businesses and, as I said, find jobs. We do it through a variety of ways. We do coaching, one-on-one counseling. We do coaching for small businesses. We have partnerships, lots and lots of partnerships with organizations both within Montreal and outside. We have an accounting firm that comes in and provides accounting to help the business community. We have a partnership with McGill's legal department. They come in and do legal information. So we really pride ourselves on the networks that we've built over the years with all of our partners in the corporate community, media, educational institutions. We always have somebody on our board from McGill and or Concordia. So we really see ourselves as centered in a place where we can try to help our clients build new networks through us, and we see ourselves as a conduit. One of the ways that we also do it is through events and through a variety of strategies. We see ourselves as taking a holistic approach to helping people find jobs. We're called on very often by the media to respond to the statistics around employment, and as I always say, you know, we kind of see it on the ground before it actually happens, before the statistics actually hit. You know, when the economy was doing quite poorly 2 years ago, they'd come to us and say, oh, you know, what are we going to do? And we'd say, well, we're not seeing that yet, but what we are seeing is a lot more stress, a lot more mental health issues. Today, 2 years later, I think everybody now is talking about the mental health issues that we're seeing with the unemployed, and especially among the youth. And we're seeing, you know, the job market really stagnant for the youth market. So, you know, we look at the statistics and we kind of, you know, take them with a bit of a grain of salt. Our clients that we see, as I mentioned, our job search program is open to about 35 years old, but our entrepreneurship and artist program is open to all ages. 15% of those that come to YES identify that they've been in Quebec less than 6 months. I think if we went beyond the 6 month, we'd probably see that probably 40 to 50% of our clients have been in the province probably a year or less. Most of them, I don't want to say most, a lot of them come from other provinces. They come from the States. They come from all over Europe, and they really want to stay in Quebec. 17% of them have a master's or a PhD. 54% are university graduates. 87% of our clients identify themselves as English speaking at home, and 9% as identify themselves as speaking French at home. 6% are looking for work in the health and social service sectors, and 11% have liberal arts degrees, and 29% are unspecified, so that could be just about anything. So we see the whole gamut of people coming. We see ourselves as quite inclusive. If there's other organizations providing more specific services, we do referrals. And we try to create a very holistic approach to the client, being client-centered. They come in, and we're able to help them if they come in for looking for a job, but when they see a job counselor, they really want to start a small business, or they're doing a lot of contract work, which we're seeing a lot of as well. We'll help them with the entrepreneurial side. We'll have one of our business coaches see them and help them set up, the books for a small business and that type of thing. So we really try to work in a very kind of open approach. It's a real challenge for us as an organization because, as most of you who work in the community know, it's a challenge of leveraging the different kinds of funding and support that's out there to meet the needs of the actual person that's coming in the door. Sometimes those funding sources and government organizations are in conflict actually with what we're trying to accomplish, but we try to work with all the different groups. The shifts that we're seeing in the workplace, we see a very mobile group as a result of globalization, which is, I think, good news for everybody working out in the regions, because we're also hearing a lot of people caring more and thinking more about quality of life. So people in Montreal really thinking about, do I want the rat race of the city? You know, the townships are an hour and a half away, I could work from there, I could go work in the Gaspé and have my computer. So young people are really thinking beyond the traditional way of looking at work, and I think we really need to do a lot more around education of the possibilities and potential in our province so that we're keeping them here, because they will look elsewhere if they don't find what they're looking for in our particular region or area. They will look elsewhere, and as you know, the employment situation in Montreal right now, or in Quebec in general, is not great. People are open to relocate, and they're eager to relocate, and they're actually really hungry for information. It was interesting, we had some young man come in a few months ago who's working with the Cree community. He's originally from Quebec City, and he said he was working in Africa, and he realized how much work needed to be done in his own province, and he decided to come back here and work with the Cree. And he was really excited but needed some training and tools to work with that community. So it was really interesting to see, we see a lot of people coming to our agency who are really interested in international development, but they're not thinking about, what kind of skills do they have and what kind of work can they be doing within our own province that has needs and has openings and has jobs and a different way of life for them. We're seeing more contract work, so people are not getting the kinds of jobs where they're staying the 10, 20, 30 years that we're used to, but people are going from job to job. And partly because of the job market itself, and partly because of the society that we live in, things are moving so fast. And as I mentioned, we're seeing a lot more stress in the whole market, the job market, and the from both the employees and the employers, but specifically with the youth, dealing with all the quick changes and being unemployed, and the transition from school to work is becoming a real issue of trying to make people not feel isolated. The other thing is, the whole job search is changing how people look for work. There's been a real push on, doing it online, and we try to encourage people to get out there and network, that it's not online that they're going to get the jobs. And I think we're going to see a real decline in recognition of the fact that that's not really the way to get the jobs. But that's a whole other discussion. We know that retention of young people is really difficult, whether you're living in Montreal or you're living in the Gaspé or the Magdalen Islands. Young people want change. Many years ago, I was working for another organization, and they took us to Israel, and they were talking, oh my goodness, we can't keep our young people here. No matter where you go in the world, retention is an issue, and young people are mobile, and I think we have to accept that. But how do we attract people to our area, and how do we keep them once they come, because they really are excited? I'm often saying that when I go to the front desk, I see an average of 50, 60 people a day coming to our offices who want to stay in Quebec. They're excited about living in Montreal. They go to school at McGill. They go to school at Concordia. They want to stay here. How do we keep them here? What can we do to help and support them? How do we help them open up their horizons and show them other possibilities of where they can work? And again, I think that comes back to education, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. We've tried a lot of things over the years to work with our partners, and we've come up with some really exciting ideas. But the other thing that I wanted to mention in Montreal as well, we're seeing a lot of people coming here because it's considered the creative capital of North America. So a lot of people are coming here. We have Warner Brothers just opened up. We have Electronic Arts. We have Ubisoft. All kinds of technology companies are starting to come to the province and wanting to set up and are setting up companies here. They need employees. They are bringing employees from all over the world. And I'll tell you two interesting stories. About, I guess, 2 months ago, we had somebody email us saying that they were coming to play for the Impact. And I hope she doesn't mind that I'm using this story. But her husband was coming to play for the soccer team in Montreal from the States. And he said, we don't speak any French and we're really nervous about it. What do we do? We found you on the internet. I said, when you get to Montreal, give me a call and we'll speak. So he came in with his wife and she didn't have her working papers. She didn't have any French, but she was really eager to work. And I said, well, why don't you come and volunteer with us for a while? Because I saw she really needed to get integrated. Within a week, she had really kind of, she says, okay, I'll work 9 to 5, 5 days a week, and I was supposed to go on vacation. I'm not going. And we saw somebody who was really serious about working. She came, volunteered with us for about, I guess it was about 2 weeks. Within those 2 weeks, our receptionist and front desk person got ill and had to leave suddenly. So we put her in as a volunteer at the front desk. Within the next week, she got her working papers, and now she's working at our office. So there's one story. We had somebody else whose boyfriend actually got a job at Ubisoft. She's working for, she's from Newcastle. And she came in also. She said, I'll come and volunteer for you. I don't have my working papers. And she now is working for us. She's been with us for 2 years. So people are coming here. They're bringing their spouses. They're coming to work here. Companies are recruiting. Our challenge now is how do we keep them? What tools can we give them? How do we support them in the community? How do we create networks for them to get out there and get the jobs? And I'm sure this situation is similar in the regions of how do you retain your young people and how do you attract young people to come there for the jobs. Some examples over the past few years, yes, has been getting more and more out into the community as a result of invitations by the community saying to us, and I'm looking at Kathy Brown specifically, she was sort of the catalyst because a lot of people were coming to us and saying, we need services like YES in our regions, or we want you to come do services. And it was kind of like, yeah, we've got enough on our plate. But Kathy was a little more insistent, and it kind of all came together. And we went to the board a few years ago, and we created a partnership with some of our regional partners that we are looking now at how do we develop services that can be transported to the regions. So, for example, we did a survey with a consultant who went out to all the regional partners and asked things like, what kinds of services do you need? Are services available in your region for people in English? Around employment, getting help in employment, and economic development issues around entrepreneurship. So as part of that research, we came back and did a two-day We did a two-day conference where we brought people together to discuss what are some of the needs in the community. We came up with some suggestions. So currently now, YES has our business coaches going out into the regions doing workshops in some of the regions. Kathy was mentioning, I know our group is going to the Gaspé next week. We've been out to the Eastern Townships, I think. We've been out to Western Quebec. This is all within about 8 months. So the needs are obviously out there. We've gone to the Gatineau. So now we have our report that says, yes, there's a need. We're doing online coaching, business coaching, and we're also doing our webinars. We bought some equipment where now when we're doing workshops at our center, those can be transported to organizations in the communities. So that was one sort of example. In a few years ago, I guess in 2009, We did a partnership with community learning centers where we did a youth conference, and we held it at Dawson. It was for geared towards CGEP students, and the goal was to expose people in Montreal to the opportunities out in the regions and vice versa. So we had a big screen set up at Dawson. It was split in, I think, about 12 or 14 different regions, and on a Saturday morning, each of the regions had people from their communities participate, and we had about 150 people from Montreal in the auditorium there, and there was a dialogue taking place, and it was really fascinating to see the reaction of the young people in Montreal going, wow, I didn't realize we had oceans up, you know, in the Gaspé that you could go, and that there's universities, English universities. So it was a real education for people as to the opportunities that are out there. And I think it was just the tip of the iceberg, because that was just a piece of the conference. We did a lot of training on how do you do your CV and all of that. But I think just observing the reaction of the young people in the audience to the possibilities out in the provinces was really exciting for me to see that kind of dialogue taking place. One of the other projects we did, again, Kathy, I think it was a part of a meeting we were at, and people were saying, you know, we know our young people are going to be leaving to Montreal to go to school, but how do we keep in touch with them? How do we make sure they're taken care of? Can YES do something? And so we brainstormed a little bit, and we came up with this idea of Destination Montreal. And what it was the regions promoted our service so that when they came to Montreal, we met with them as a group, all the people who were coming from the different regions, and we did several groups and gave them welcome packages, and we talked about seasonal employment and part-time employment and gave them, as I said, a little welcome kit. And we tried to keep in touch with them so that when they came to Montreal, they didn't feel so isolated and didn't sort of fall into, you know, the issues that some of the young students might fall into if they're in a secluded situation. So we did that as a part of a pilot project as well. So more and more we're looking at ways of taking our services, training the trainer, giving, you know, working with the communities. As I mentioned, the young man from the Cree community came down, and we looked at some of the tools that we had that he could take back, and a little bit of training at a certain level that they could do basic training with their community. We're looking at also how do we build capacity within a community that's already very strong, that already has the capacity. What are some of the things that we've learned along the way that we could share with some of the community groups so that they can, you know, take from where they are at and adjust it to the needs in their community and build on that? That's sort of some examples of some of the kinds of partnerships that we have and that we're currently working on. I'm sure there's quite a few. I think, you know, when Jim asked me to speak, I was thinking, well, what are some of the possibilities? But I guess the possibilities are endless and as limitless as our resources and our imaginations can allow for. So I will end on that note, and hopefully maybe some people have some ideas or questions or thoughts about what I've presented. Thank you. I also have lots of materials about our online, so if any of you know people who might benefit from online business coaching or webinars, we've got all kinds of brochures that I can share with people. So should I open it up to questions? I don't know what the time is. Sorry? I have time for questions. Okay. Jim?
You said that I think about 6% when you were going through your stats of your 7,000 the people who come through the door, and you sort of did a breakdown of the kinds of employment, you know, they fall into, and I think you said something like 6% were sort of like health and social services. Well, that's interesting if you're talking about the volume of people that you see. 6% of, you know, 7,000 or roughly is quite a number of bodies coming in looking for employment in that sector. So I kind of parked that as a kind of a potential. The question I had was, you've developed ways through webinars and I guess ways almost like matching potential region or regional opportunities, and certainly with all our community networks, with perhaps those students, if it's in a college setting like Dawson or whatever, where maybe focused on the number of certificate and degree programs in a large CEGEP, you know, with thousands of students,
mm-hmm.
That maybe something could be organized that is specific, you know, with your resources and your contacts, that may put young students who are looking for adventure and eco this and all other stuff that, you know, may be interesting apart from working in a long-term care facility in New Carlisle, whatever, that maybe there's an opportunity to connect the community networks with YES's ability to maybe mobilize and set up technologically and otherwise, you know, with either among the, you know, 6% who do come in and may possibly be interested in an opportunity working in a healthcare institution in the Estuary or even further afield, or going into a large CEGEP, I'm thinking particularly the CEGEP, not exclusively,
mm-hmm.
And setting something up, the event that you just described, where there could be connection by video with, you know, some of the community networks that are doing regional promotion, and sort of focus on the broad range of certificate programs and degree programs.
I think that's an excellent idea, because I think, as I mentioned, even with our conference, I think the whole education piece, I don't think people realize the opportunities that exist outside of the Montreal region. So whereas we may not be able to retain our young people in our own communities, I think we can attract others that would be eager to come. And so I think when I looked at that event that we did with the Youth Employment Conference, I think if it was specific to a field, like we do career nights at YES, where we have four or five people come from a specific field and talk about what it is to work in that field. But if we could, at our career nights, have somebody on a regular basis from the regions talk about some of the needs in the regions, I think that would be great. And that's an easy one to do, because we could just include them in each of our career nights. You know, I don't know who the link is or what the link is in Montreal per se, whether it's through McGill or, but you know, that's a great idea to be able to include somebody. We just did one a couple of weeks ago that I think was on the helping profession, and we had about 40 people show up just that evening, and we had a few people from different, we had a social worker and a nurse, and I don't remember who else, but talking about what it is and, you know, to work in that field. So, you know, that's one good example of something that can be done. I think there's all kinds of possibilities using our center and our tools and our expertise that could help relocate people. Any other thoughts or comments? No?
What's your link to Sun? Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi et Place aux Jeunes.
The Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi, it depends on which area. Like, the thing about YES is that we are open to anybody anywhere. So if you live in the east end of Montreal, you could come into our services. If you're coming from the one of the regions, you can come to our center if you're downtown. The Carrefour Jeunesses, unfortunately, are very locally based, so that if you're in an area that doesn't have a critical mass of Anglophones, then it's very difficult for you to get services, so people will come to us for services. We do work with some of the ones in Montreal area, for example, the Côte des Neiges NDG one, some of the ones in the West Island. There's one downtown, but their services are different than ours in many ways, because we do sort of a direct service. We spend a lot of time on our networks, because we're a nonprofit. And we have a board of directors. We have about 700 active volunteers. That's our focus, is bringing people together with those networks. So we see ourselves as more than a service center. Anything else? No? Well, thank you.